Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I have some couple of things I want to talk about. As you know, every week I take a couple of segments and just have a little conversation between the two of us. Some things are on my mind. No guests this segment and the next segment. But don't worry, I've got a guest coming up in the next half hour, so you won't have to listen to me for very long. But I want to talk about a classic business maxim that was an article of faith for generations. You know what a maxim is, don't you? A maxim is a generally accepted truth. Somebody says something and people believe it to be generally the truth. And this is a classic business maxim that was an article of faith for generations. It's essential to know at all times what your competition is doing, or you might lose old accounts and new prospects. The competition, how do we keep up with the competition? That was the case for years and years. So do you still worry about the competition? In the age of the customer, an obsession with the competition can result in an unfortunate and dangerous condition I call the customer, what customer syndrome? Customer, what customer syndrome? Or CWCS for short. A company has CWCS when it's more likely to ask, what's my competition doing, than the much more appropriate question, what do my customers want? Or what are my customers' expectations? So there are two levels of CWCS. Today, we're going to focus on level one. Next week, we'll focus on level two. Level one afflicts employees when the company focus is not on the customer. You see level one CWCS all the time across the marketplace. Here's an example. A fast food employee shoves a sack of burgers at you without saying anything or even looking at you. No smile or thank you for your business. Sometimes they might say, have a good day, or there, I love this one, there you go, or here you go. How about that? You like that? Well, that's the customer, what customer syndrome, CWCS. Here's another one. When two employees can't break away from their very important chat to engage you as you enter the store or the department, well, you've just been a victim of a drive-by CWCS. Customer? What customer? Or here's another one. You call or go buy a business to get help with product or service issues that the company needs to fix. They messed up. Afterwards, you thank the employee who helped you, who then said, incredibly, no problem, as if you'd been forgiven for bothering them. You were just slimed by CWCS. Customer? What customer? No problem. Don't get me started on no problem. You know how much I hate that. No problem. Let's rewind these three scenarios and correct the responses. In the first example, the proper behavior is direct eye contact, a sincere smile, and a simple but powerful thank you. Thank you for buying your hamburgers here. Please come back again. In the second situation, the two employees, no chatting is allowed when customers are present, even if they said they're just looking. More times than not, a just-looking visitor will need help within minutes, and you should be ready when they look up. You know what I say when I walk into a business and they ask me if they can help me? You know what I tell them? I say, no, I'm just shoplifting. You get plenty of help. They pay attention to you when you tell them that. I do that. I say that all the time. No, I'm just shoplifting. My wife loves that too, by the way. Finally, in the third scene, instead of no problem, I can't say that without clenching my teeth. Instead of no problem, Which is the worst thing you can ever say to a customer? How about, I'm very sorry you had this problem? Because obviously, it is a problem. It can't be no problem. They're there with a problem. And so here's the rest of it. I'm sorry you had this problem. Thank you for allowing us to make it right. What else can we do for you? Now, that's how you turn a customer that you were about to lose forever into a customer you can't run off. If you'll talk to your customers the way I just did, you'll have customers you can't run off. You know why? Because most of your of the competitors aren't doing that. Organizations with level one CWCS commit plenty of resources to stay ahead of the competition in products and pricing and marketing. But if training happens at all, it's usually just to sell at customers rather than deliver on customer expectations. Sadly, often there's no training, which allows CWCS to occur naturally like rust and with the same unfortunate results. The good news is level one CWCS is absolutely preventable. All it takes is hiring the right people, people who have an engaging personality, and training them to focus on being relevant to customers and their expectations first, not the competition. There's one more thing. Management has to operate the business so that employees believe the company is truly focused on getting customers what they really want, rather than manipulating customers in order to beat the competition. Management has to operate their businesses so that the employees really believe you're sincere about customers first, customer expectations. That's what we seek. And when we discover them, we seek to fulfill them. So this leads us to level two, which next week we'll talk about. Level two CWCS, customer what customer syndrome, because that afflicts only management. It's level two CWCS. Only management. That'll be coming up next week. So remember, folks, when you see an employee who's not looking, making eye contact, saying thank you, and you're welcome, and it's our pleasure, and not saying no problem, or if you see them saying no problem, then your customers were just slimed by the customer, what customer syndrome. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassing. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.